News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR, delivering powerful mobile coverage for businesses in every town, city and county in Ireland.
Now, are you a skinny latte or a stout lover? Well, according to analysis by the Sunday Times, two cafes have opened for every pub that has closed in Ireland over the last 2 years. So, are we experiencing the death of the pub, or what is going on? Joining me to discuss, two Kilkenny men, News Talk presenter, former CEO of Insomnia, Bobby Kerr, and former president of the Vintners Federation of Ireland and owner of Paris, Texas on High Street in Kilkenny, Pat Crotty. Bobby, I might just come to you first here in studio. I suppose you've been at the forefront of the cafe culture in Ireland as it exploded here in the last 10, 15 years. This finding, did it surprise you at all?
No, let me tell you what I think is happening here. And I think Pat probably won't disagree with a lot of what I have to say. We've got online sales now that are a huge factor of the retail landscape. 9% of all retail sales in the USA are online. 18% of all UK sales are online. So we have a displacement now that we actually have too much retail. And if you think about it, the only type of retail that competes with online is what's called in-shop retail, a barber, a coffee shop, where you have to have a physical interaction with the shopkeeper.
You can't order your coffee online,
Or you can't get a haircut online. So that's resulted in a lot more of these categories filling that void. The other thing that's happening is big department stores are actually too big now because of online sales as well. They need a smaller footprint. So you're getting a lot of these in-store cafes in department stores. There's, you know, Insomnias in Penny's and Easton's and lots of, you know, so that's another factor of what's happening. And I think we have too much retail. Retail has been shrunk. And I think the pub thing is almost a different issue, in my view. I don't know what Pat would think about that.
Well, Pat, what do you think about that? That I suppose the explosion of the coffee culture is because of that, is because I suppose we have this space that needs to be filled where traditional shops were that aren't able to compete with online. And actually, the decline of the pub is unrelated.
That was going to be my first line, Kieran, is that the analysis by the Sunday Times actually never established a cause and effect. Both things have happened. But I would say that the decline in the number of pubs has actually stabilised over the last number of years. Between 08 and 12, there was a significant drop of most of that 1,500. And it's actually bottomed out now. And if anything, the number of pubs are going up. And indeed, the number of pubs doing food are going up. So if the cafe is the one providing the food option on the high street, so where's the market for the pubs? There's room for both. And the both good ones of both will thrive.
I was going to ask you then, is the lesson from this then not that, I suppose, that you're necessarily competing or that the coffee shop is killing the pub, but rather that actually there is a market out there, people want good coffee, and that actually the pubs could be in on it as well and should be in. And look, lots of them are. I know, look, in your own, in Paris, Texas, people get a good cup of coffee.
Absolutely. And Bobby's point is correct, that people on the street will come in for good food or good drink or good offer of whatever a cafe or a pub can offer. So, and in fact, the quality ones of both will improve the standard in general.
Bobby, we'll bring you back in here. Then, if you're in agreement on that, what about Pat's take then, that look, the pub is getting that bit more successful. Again, there is a bit of an uptick
Pat
in it.
Pat will know that publicans weren't known for their coffee quality back in the 80s and 90s. And again, there's been remarkable strides, Mayor, there. So
it's and food as well has been a big part
time
of the pub
like
trade.
Like some of the pub food around is absolutely competes with the best of it. So coffee is sold in convenience stores. The coffee sales in Insomnia, more than half of them were in convenience stores, in Spars and Mesas. And again, that's a model. People will go not for their petrol, but they'll go for their coffee and get their petrol when they're there. So coffee is a big draw, and that's why a lot of people want to be in the game.
Pat, if we finish up with yourself, I doubt you're going to be kind of cashing in on the petrol stations for pubs. I don't think we'll be opening any pubs and petrol stations. But is that the future then for the pub trade? Is that you don't see yourself as just the pub anymore, or rather, say, just the place for the pint? That it's for the pint or the coffee or the tea or the gourmet sandwich served on a spade or something like that, and a little bit of everything.
Yeah, there will be pubs that will survive because they don't change. As in, the Palace Bar in Dublin or Tynan's Bridge House in Kilkenny, they will survive because they don't change. Mm-hmm. Everyone else will fail unless they change. And the big and the convenience store that Bobby mentions there, the petrol station, is actually a threat to the pub at the moment, not because of their coffee offer or anything, but because of the fact that they're selling drink very cheaply. But the biggest single threat to pubs is restaurants who are masquerading as pubs, who are selling drink to all comers, even though they have no license to do it. But that's probably a subject for another day.
All right, we'll leave it there. My thanks to News Talk presenter, of course, and former CEO of Insomnia, Bobby Kerr, and on the line, former president of the Vintners Federation of Ireland and owner of Paris, Texas, down in Kilkenny, Pat Crotty. Gentlemen, thank you both very much.